This is the Texas Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Content Network. On today's episode, we talk with Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian. Christian believes the biggest threat to the energy industry right now is the acceptance of the politically correct, driven environmental anti-gas, climate change, and socially driven misinformation about fossil fuels. As nearly 70% of the energy industry prepares to retire, oil and gas veterans are worried that those entering the industry, especially millennials, will be persuaded by unproven social causes that are fueled with emotional righteousness. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian, right here on the Texas Oilfield Review.
Let me give you a couple of facts real quickly. Oil and gas, it takes 64 cents per megawatt of electricity is what the government subsidy is, the taxpayer subsidy to keep the industry working at 64 cents. For wind, it's 700 times that. For solar, it's 1,200 times that. Let's take production. It is a free market equal level playing field between oil, gas, and solar and wind. Well, it takes 40,000 acres of windmills to create 1 megawatt of electricity for the same amount. It takes 10,000 acres of solar. For the same amount, it takes 12.5 acres of natural gas. And every country that is industrialized on planet Earth is far cleaner and healthier than every non-industrialized country. The most pollution created, let's just take, for example, coal. Coal seems to be the most dirty, heinous thing that's presented in the media. The coal is supposed to be the dirty, as you always see the people, black coming out of the ground. Do you realize if you choose between coal, wind, and solar, the cleanest to the environment, the less harmful to the environment of their raw material development is coal? Rare earth metals are used for wind and for solar. And rare earth metals are only developed in two countries, South Africa and China. And it's so polluting and harmful to the environment, no other nation on earth will allow it. And these are just some of the facts that people just need to consider when they understand they have dissuaded our young people and all ages from participating in this industry called oil and gas, which has made mankind safer, live longer, and better financially.
To listen to the full-length interview with Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian, or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Texas Oilfield Review is also on social media. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Texas Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.